April 19, 1904. Disaffection Among the Unbelieving. Ellen G. White. Some of the leading men among the Jews, becoming disaffected, sought to discourage Nehemiah by exaggerating the difficulties attending the work, and they represented the people as already exhausted by their excessive labor. Said they, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." Again, they attempted to intimidate the people by the report that large armies were preparing for a secret attack upon the city. "And our adversaries said, 'They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease.'" It was the help and encouragement received from traitors in the camp that emboldened the enemies of Israel to make those threats. And traitors reported the threats for the sole purpose of terrifying and disheartening the builders on the wall. "And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, 'From all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you.'" These alarms were given by those who were taking no part in the work. They were gathering up the statements and reports of their enemies and bringing these in to the workers to weaken courage and create disaffection. Then every word of complaint, distrust, suspicion, or unbelief dropped by the workmen, with all the additional conjectures and conclusions of the news carriers, was eagerly reported outside the walls and circulated among those who despised the Jews and sought to hinder their prosperity. The same difficulties are experienced by those who are now seeking to make up the breach in the law of God. The servants of the Lord must expect every kind of discouragement. They will be tried not only by the anger, contempt, and cruelty of enemies, but by the indolence, inconsistency, lukewarmness, and treachery of friends and helpers. As we seek to advance the cause of truth and prepare a people to stand in the day of God, we are led directly away from the customs and practices of the world. But there are among us pleasure seekers who are not laboring to meet the high standard of the divine requirements, who love the spirit and influence of the world more than they love the truth or the prosperity of God's cause. These unconsecrated elements are used by Satan to accomplish his purposes. While still connected with the people of God, they unite themselves with his enemies, and thus the Lord's work is laid open to the attacks of its bitterest foes, and the arguments furnished by professed friends of the truth are employed to destroy the confidence, courage, and faith of workers who are too easily discouraged. Even some who seem to desire the work of God to prosper will yet weaken the hands of his servants by hearing, reporting, and half-believing the slanders, boasts, and menaces of their adversaries. Those who appear to be honest souls are sometimes deceived through the influence of ambitious and turbulent men. Satan works with marvelous success through his agents, and all who yield to their influence are subject to a bewitching power that destroys the wisdom of the wise and the understanding of the prudent. Hence, they allow themselves to be prejudiced, misled, and deceived. For this reason, many whose lives are a reproach to the cause of truth will yet succeed in arousing distrust and suspicion of those through whom God is working. How busy, in a crisis, is the rebellious spirit, the evil tongue! How eagerly will they gather up floating rumors and send them to the bitterest enemies of God to be sown broadcast like thistle seed to produce their harvest of evil. And when the result is seen in desolation, backsliding, and apostasy, then those who have done the very work which Satan prompted them to do are ready to charge the result upon the faithful workers whom they have hindered, burdened, and distressed. But every man's work stands registered in the books of heaven, and no disguise can there conceal the motives that prompt to action. those who obey God will be honored of him. Amid great discouragements, Nehemiah made God his trust, and here is our defense. A remembrance of what the Lord has done for us will prove a support in every danger. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And if God be for us, who can be against us? However craftily the plots of Satan and his agents may be laid, God can detect them and bring to naught all their counsels. Mrs. E. G. White.